Scott City co-district champs with the Colby Eagles this past Saturday. And we'll have reports for you on Friday with the 4A district wrestling at the Ulysses High School. We'll have reports beginning in the 3 o'clock hour. We have one of our state district ones that advanced to regionals. So many different names now for wrestling. It's hard to keep up with. But it is Junior Connor Armendariz joining us here. And how you doing this evening?
Pretty good. How about you?
Doing all right. Thank you. You were in a pretty tough weight class, but managed to get out of there third place this weekend and really saw some of the similar opponents that you saw the previous week there. And how did you feel like your wrestling was over the weekend?
I felt like I did pretty good, except my semifinals match. I felt like I could have wrestled him closer than I did. But other than that, I felt like I did pretty good.
Does it feel like sometimes when you kind of get into a rut there against the same kid and he kind of has had the mark on this year, it kind of gets into your head a little bit?
Yeah, maybe a little bit. He definitely knew what I was going to do, and I wasn't ready for that.
Well, but you did manage to come out and get to third place there and advance on to the next round here, or this regional round here coming up on Friday. Now, you'll probably have an opportunity to see those two again as well, and maybe even the fourth-place wrestler out of the district there. But how do you feel like you are doing here at this time of the year?
I feel like I'm doing pretty good, wrestling at a high level right now, and I feel like I have a good shot to make it out of this weekend.
No, just kind of getting that last win there, does that kind of give you a little bit of confidence? You know, came out with a victory and have this opportunity to do some things good here in this regional round?
Well, winning the last match of the tournament is always pretty nice, you know. And then getting third is a lot better because you don't have to wrestle the first seed coming the next week.
Yeah, that'll be interesting there. And, looking forward here this weekend. I know some of the other two, of course, from Hugoton and Goodland, that are going to be in your weight class. But wrestler, do you know a little bit about some of the others?
Yeah, the kid I have to wrestle first round. I wrestled him earlier in Abilene, and I beat him.
All right, I think he's a kid from Pratt.
Pratt,
yeah.
At Abilene.
Okay, yeah, well, that's Pratt and Abilene, yeah, it's all 4A. It's all 4A. But what would you like to see out of yourself on Friday?
Just wrestle the best I can.
All right, well, hopefully things work out well here for you. And once again, it is Junior Connor Armendariz joining us here. Thanks again, and good luck to you coming up here on Friday. Move up a couple weight classes to 160 pounds. Cale Wheeler, he got into their fourth place over the weekend at that 160-pound weight class. That was pretty tough. Five wrestlers seated, and you got out of their fourth place. And Cale gets to advance on here the next round. How'd you feel like your wrestling was on Saturday?
Not where it should have been. I think I had some mental errors. I wasn't where I needed to be mentally, I think, and that was kind of a big issue. I didn't go into it thinking, you know, this could be it, and I kind of took some kids for granted, and it definitely showed.
Now, does it probably hurt a little bit? You felt pretty confident against some of those kids that you did wrestle, and you knocked them up pretty good the week before, and they kind of challenged you. Is that kind of a wake-up call?
Oh, yeah, 100%. That Goodland match was, like I said, wasn't where I needed to be mentally and honestly probably physically either, coming off that Larned match. But that Ulysses match probably was where it showed the most. You know, I beat the kid pretty handily earlier in the year and kind of just threw the match at the end there, and hoping I can get back this weekend.
Well, you have that opportunity. Probably a good chance you may see him there. You do have a pretty tough opponent to start off here. Hey, you never know. You knock off number one in state, that could be a big one there. You just never know. But what are some things maybe you've worked on this week to prepare for? We're a pretty tough regional here this weekend.
Just nothing special. Just trying to perfect everything, really. You know, not throwing anything new. Just keep doing the stuff I've been doing and just do it better.
You've had the experience in the postseason, of course, with the regionals a year ago, qualifying for state. Do you think that helps you out quite a bit here as you look forward here to Friday?
Yeah, I think I've been there, you know, but I think it honestly probably puts more pressure on me. You know, since I made it there last year, I think more pressure for me to – people are looking up and, like, saying, you know, you should probably make it again if you made it last year. So I think it puts more pressure on me than anything.
Well, I know the pressure thing, but do you kind of try to treat it as, you know what, it's just just wrestle your match and you'll be fine?
Oh, yeah. It's nothing special. Just another wrestling match.
You've kind of had a few over your career, haven't you?
Yeah, a few.
All right. Well, hopefully things work out well for you and you're able to advance on to sub-state, which is weird to say for wrestling here. But, Cale, good job and a great season here so far. Good luck to you coming up here this weekend at Ulysses.
Yep, thank you.
Once again, it'll be Coach Aaron Dirks joining us here real quickly here, or Scott City Co-District Champions and also District Coach of the Year here with Coach Aaron Dirks. Congratulations on that, and that was voted on by your peers there. But you know, it was kind of fun to have postseason and kick it off here at home on Saturday.
Yeah, that was one of the better things about Saturday was that we just got to be at home and we got to wrestle in front of a lot of people that maybe wouldn't have traveled otherwise if we would have been thrown clear across the state or wherever. But yeah, it was really nice to be in our home gym and wrestle on our mats and in front of our crowd.
He had 13 that wrestled for you on Saturday. Unfortunately, you got a couple of them knocked out there, but they gave it a pretty good effort there. But the 11 that you do have, I think you have to feel pretty good about how they did last weekend leading into this weekend.
I feel really good about the week. You know, we didn't wrestle a perfect day. And yeah, we lost some matches that we shouldn't have. But we also won some matches that nobody thought we could. And I think that when you look at the team as a whole, I think for the most part, we are wrestling as good as we have the entire year. And that's, again, you know, always what you're looking to do is be the best version of yourself at the end of the year so you can go as far as you can.
Well, it was big as well. You had a couple of those three-man brackets there, and I think every one of those kids placed second in their bracket there. You know, that's big to start off there and get second, to get kind of the momentum rolling there to get into the regional seeding.
Yeah, and we won't see that again. So,
no.
it does get significantly harder, you know, each step that we go. You know, the guys that are going to make it through this weekend are going to be state qualifiers, even though the state tournament's divided into two weekends and two places and 2 days. But, you know, this is going to be a tough one coming up here at Ulysses. You know, not only do you have our district, which was, you know, very good schools like Colby and Ulysses and Goodland, but you're going to have Andale, the number one team in the state, and you're going to throw in Pratt and you know, a bunch of other very, very good schools. So we're ready. We're up for the challenge, but, you know, we also understand and recognize that it's about to get a lot harder.
Yeah, it is. And I was thinking, you know, one of your wrestlers ended up a third place there, 113 pounds. One of those, you know, a lot of people didn't expect him to win that match against the kid from Ulysses, but he was down 9-0, and Aiden Preston there, he was down 9-0, somehow got a whole bunch of tilts in the second period and then ended up hanging on by one. That was really cool to see that. And, you know, he also had a couple of district champions there, and Lance Miller, 170 pounds. He out-muscled everybody there for the district championship, as he said in the interview there, but that was good to see him. And then Jeffrey Nixon, 182, I did not realize this until afterwards, that was actually his first tournament he's won in high school.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Good time to do it.
You know, absolutely.
Jeffrey's a different guy right now than he was at the beginning of the season. I mean, that's evident. You know, he is really been coachable. He stopped making a lot of the big mistakes, and he has figured out his style a little bit, and he's really wrestling at the best I've ever seen him. So yeah, I'm looking forward to see what he does this weekend. You know, Lance is the same way. He's kind of figured some stuff out, and he just keeps winning, and that's awesome to see. You know, and Aiden, We scored all those points with a tight waist tilt, which I'm pretty confident Aiden did not know going into that match. And I think he kind of figured it out at what we were yelling about, you know, as we were going. And you know, he's a smart kid, and he's learning. You know, he's got a lot to learn, but he's learning, and he did a great job. The thing about Aiden is, you know, he's going to give you everything he has, and it's going to be an unusual style, and a lot of kids are going to be caught off guard by it. And he's really fun to coach, and he's really fun to watch.
Well, and I mentioned another district champion there for you, Zach Robot, 132, and it was good to see him really kind of control there. And he had a tough one in the finals there with the Larned kid, and he really just kind of took control from early on there and got the first period fall.
Yeah, and he's wrestling really well, too, and we're going to see what Zach's made of this weekend. We got, you know, several good wrestlers going to be there, and I'm excited to see him up against some good competition, and I think he's ready.
And then I know at 285, it was going to be a good match coming in. It ended up being one of those that went to the double overtime or the ultimate tiebreaker, whatever you want to call it. And I know it didn't go Gabe's way, but I think that's something that he can feed off and learn from get maybe the best of the Ryan kid from Colby next time around.
Yeah, if there's anything that Keisha's done is they've given us redemption every week. So, you know, we're gonna have another shot, and if you blow this shot, we're gonna have another one. And you know, it's kind of one of those things where these guys know each other really well. You know, I think we are honestly thinking way too hard about this thing, where we're trying to outguess too many things, and we need to just go and be aggressive and be athletic and be who we are and dominate the match. And I think he can do that if he has the right mindset. But Ryan is a good wrestler, and you know, he's been wrestling a long time, and you can't look past guys like that. And I think we did the first time, and then the second time I think we were in our own head a little bit. Can we pull it together and figure it out for the third and the fourth time? You know, that's the big question. And, you know, I believe in Gabe, and I think he can. Hopefully he starts to believe in himself, and I think that it'll take care of itself.
Well, it should be some pretty good wrestling there on this Friday afternoon. It's weird to have just one day of postseason on a Friday afternoon, but you have it there. Ulysses at 3 o'clock there. And, it should be a pretty confident group, hopefully, of Scott City wrestlers there down at Ulysses as Coach Aaron Dirks joins us here tonight from Scott County Hardware. Thanks again, as always, Coach. Here, good luck to you coming up on Friday.
All right, thanks, Adam.